Y'all, it's time. House of the Dragon is back for season two, and so is the official Game of Thrones podcast. Okay? It is hosted by Greta Johnson, by Ryan Condal, and Jason Concepcion. And I personally, I mean, you shouldn't be surprised that I can't wait to dive into the discussion of the mess that's to come. House of Dragon season two is going to follow up on all the things that are already taken place. If you haven't heard on the podcast before, you know, King Viserys fully dead. And now we're going through drama because he said that his child, his daughter, Princess Rhaenyra, was the heir, but her former friend used to be homegirl who decided to then clout chase and fuck her damn daddy and have a whole bunch of little raggedy ass kids and stuff, decided to scheme and plot or whatever so that her little raggedy ass blonde baby could be on the Iron Throne or whatever. So it's up now. The dragons are out. Fire is being breathed. And I can't wait to see what happens and to judge them all. And if you're into that, watch the HBO series House of the Dragon, streaming exclusively on Max. And listen to the official Game of Thrones podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. It's coming soon, girl.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. So if you need to upgrade your Instagram boutique, head to squarespace.com now and enter offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. And now let's move on.
Hello. That's what people typically say when they come to your door. So if you want to be the jazziest bitch on the block, I suggest you go on over to our good friends at Ring and get you a fancy video doorbell. That way you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. For more information on that great gadget, go to ring.com/TheRead and get $10 off your doorbell. Now let's start the show.
It doesn't matter what comes. Fresh goes better in life.
No way.
With mental fresh and full of life.
Bet you won't.
Nothing gets to you. Fresh and cool. I don't remember how it goes. Mental fresh and full of life.
Mentos. The fresh maker.
Mentos.
Not you in this jazz club rendition of that fucking jingle, though. I want with your ass
it's
today.
It's full of life, bitch. Don't get your life, bitch. It's full of life, bitch. Don't get your life, bitch. It's full of life, bitch. Hey,
what is wrong with you?
Do you remember those commercials?
Oh, yeah. They were the cheesiest. They were the absolute worst. But Mentos themselves were good as hell. And so.
Oh, my gosh. I love them. Mentos was the candy that my grandma gave me in church.
Really?
Yeah. It was Mentos. Sometimes, like, if it was, like, if she was feeling festive, we would get, like, the fruit medley version.
Oh, yeah. Then those fucked the game
them
up.
Them bitches were lying.
Them bitches was good.
You know, but usually it was just a cool peppermint. I don't know where that came from.
My grandma had the cinnamon candies, which I always hated and still do.
Remember in the commercial where that man was like he sat down on the bench and then like all that white paint was on his suit.
He was like,
and then he was like, this Mentos gives me an idea. And then he just rolls around on it and gave his suit pinstripes. It was like, going to work because
like no one can tell this is paint on my suit.
I'm white, so
and the Mentos will make the dry cleaning.
Can you
bill
imagine
all
if
better.
A nigga was to go to work with all that paint on it? Paint. Jerome, go home.
Do we have to call HR because you know better? There's a dress code here. We don't,
Mr. Watkins, get your ass out of the building
now.
What the fuck made
escort
you
escort yourself out?
So I'm Minty Fresh.
Okay, and I am Amelia Boynton Robinson.
Sure.
And this is the read.
So.
Welcome back.
Black excellence. This week.
You don't sound happy about the black excellence.
I'm full.
Okay. Of.
Full is really just the word. There just isn't. By itself. There's no need to expand on it.
Okay.
I feel like it speaks for itself. But there's just. I'm to the brim.
Okay.
However, I'm going to fly above, much like the black excellence this week.
Okay.
Mariah Brown is the first African-American high school student in mm-hmm. Delaware to receive a pilot license, which also makes her, I guess, the youngest. She's 17 years
old. Wow.
And she just got her license. I think she was in the Air Force JROTC. All I remember about ROTC was that they had they would come to school dressed like Call of Duty, and then they also at the pet rallies they would swing around the fake guns.
Yeah, they got to come out and do the part with the fake guns.
And I was just I love you because. Back then, Bush was president, it was just we may leave high school and then that's going to be it. I don't know.
Yeah. I remember ROTC vividly, though.
I really didn't know what it meant. I just knew that them niggas were wearing army fatigues and
I
shit.
I thought they were just,
first period.
Pre-army. I figured they were just pledging, the military, kind of. They had already decided to make the military their career and they were just getting an early start on it. That's what I thought about them. But
I really didn't know what it meant.
I had a crush on somebody in ROTC, so when they got to wear their uniforms, it was...
And what's she like today?
Well, you know what? And don't do this to me. I'm not going to take this from you.
Them heifers used to be looking real sharp in them fucking...
They did.
And them.
You
them
damn shit. Right. Yes, they sure did. Mm-hmm.
Studs we had some studs and them motherfuckers too with their medals and shit on there looking proper. Them bitches used to come to school and show the fuck out.
Oh,
and they
God.
Could swing around rifles and shit.
During homecoming week, we had gender vendor day. So don't let the stud
y'all were progressive as shit.
Oh, we were. We had a couple of gay clubs and all that, but studs coming to school with fake mustaches.
That was high school. I mean, that was Halloween for us in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's when all the trade showed their asses because they came dressed like women with these ridiculous boobs and these horrible waists they found somewhere mocking girls all day long. And
see,
plenty of them niggas
the boys never
verse
really,
bottoms
all right.
today.
See, I was
and so
not
I would just want
that.
To say
right.
that,
okay.
you know, that's something to think about.
Okay. And that's fine. I wouldn't even go take it there, but
you
yes.
know, some people don't have to be in high school to do it.
All right. What are you?
Some people just.
You stop.
So anyway, congratulations to Mariah Brown for being black and excellent at such a young age.
Yes.
And for being, you know, bold and brave enough to fly. Because, girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it could be me. Oh, and shout out to the young lady in South Carolina who's the youngest judge ever in that county or something. Did you hear about this? Some 25-year-old girl.
I did hear about
Jasmine Twitty, that's her name. She's the one. She's a judge at the age of 25. What? I was doing nothing. Ugh, I can't. Y'all are everything. Just brilliant.
Good luck.
Yes.
And God bless.
So, is it time for the whatever you've decided?
So, this week in a whole batch of ugly.
I feel like you should know that Facebook really misses Bitch You Guessed It.
I'm not doing it. First of all, the Bitch You Guessed It comes from, the guy who did the song or whatever is, a nutcase and kind of dumb. And he, I don't know, looks like a polyp or something. I don't really
And didn't he say something crazy about Beyonce? I feel like that happened recently.
That's how I knew about him initially. And that's kind of why I started to mock him.
Mm.
And then it turned into oh, keep doing it, it's so funny because you're loud. And then it turned into me just terrorizing you with
yes.
it, which became my personal
right that's you got
how,
a lot of joy.
That's when it became fun for me,
right?
Because
you were over it
to it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am over it once again and I will no longer be doing
okay.
it.
Okay,
so
all right, so everyone will just have to accept it.
You know, I will just continue to say whatever the fuck I want to until I come up with a proper name for that segment of the
fun.
Show. And or I'll just go back to calling it Hot Topics.
No, you're probably not going to do that. You're probably always going to say something ridiculous.
This week in Nene versus Wendy, oh Clash of the Titans.
See, I swear to God, I cannot deal with your ass. Are we going to have a reality show moment?
At least Wendy Williams has, like, panache and, like, knows how to talk to, like, a can't. Like, she has, like, and, you know, like.
I mean, but Wendy
has,
really
like, a fair grip of, like, words and, like. Her teeth don't prevent her from pronouncing words properly.
Yeah, but she's still on that same sliding scale of, like, Nene-ness. It's not like she's so far out of,
she's
like, Nene's
East Coast
vision.
And Nene is Southern.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, and that might just be the only difference, but as far as I'm concerned, they're basically the same
person.
She
seems like she read the books on her coffee table.
Okay, all right.
Like, they're not just there.
So is it really something where it's Nene versus Wendy?
I don't know. I really just, that was the name of the thing for this week, and then I just decided to branch off on it. Okay. Because why not? Who cares?
All right. I thought we were going to talk about reality TV for a moment.
Oh, we're gonna.
Oh, excellent.
But first, let's start with Amber Rose and Blac Chyna are allegedly just, I guess, a few ink drops away from a reality show.
Why?
On MTV.
What are we going to see that we can't already see on their Instagrams?
That's a great question.
Because I feel like they have already not been keeping a lot to themselves.
So, this quote here says, production claims the show won't be ratchet. It will instead focus on the women taking care of their kids while also juggling work and being mothers.
So, taking care of their kid is not the same as being a mother? Did that bear repeating? Who wrote that? Don't make no damn sense, girl. And you're not going to sit up here and tell me a lie that Amber Rose and fucking Blac Chyna ain't going to be ratchet on a reality show. That just don't even make sense.
So, what is it going to be called? When My Baby Left Me.
No, because Tyga has a show on MTV too. So, I don't think that it's going to be like anything directly attacking him, but...
it's not just him.
Right, but nobody is going to watch them if they're not talking about they stupid ass baby daddies, though. Like, that's my point. So you talking about this show ain't going to be ratchet? Okay, if that's true,
Amber,
it's not going
to
be.
Amber, though, is like, Amber is going the, I guess, the Drea route and trying to be like the reformed ratchet where it's like,
when did Drea hit?
You know how Drea, I think, I don't follow her enough because I don't understand why anybody does.
She's barely
like
literate.
Everyone says, oh my gosh, Drea is so beautiful. Like, she's just so pretty. Like, she's just so beautiful. Like, oh my God. And it's like, okay, what else? Like,
she can be, but then sometimes she looks like a lightning bug. But she does have, like, a gorgeous body, a pretty face. I'm not going to take that from her.
I feel like she looks like one of the teardrops on like Birdman's
Yeah,
face.
And that's not inaccurate. The problem is that she doesn't have anything else but her face. So when you watch these shows and Drea's ass is on there, she usually is not making any sense, or she's arguing with people for no damn reason. And I don't see why
All
Amber
I'm
Rose would do that. Like, that's taking a step
Amber
backwards.
Amber wrote this book about how to be a bad bitch.
Wrote.
And, you know, she's been fighting for women, and she's been, you know, speaking out against, like, sexual assault and this whole thing. So I'm imagining that maybe it'll be like... like Teen Mom, produced by Mike Wilmaidis.
What the fuck? The fact that I can see it, though, like the two of them with car seats in the back. Like,
right, like.
Riding around, talking about that shit.
It's 3 p.m. I just woke up. Club was mad lit last night. The baby is crying, and, you know, now I'm making formula, and this is life as a mother. You know, it just gets this real, and you never know. You never know what's coming for you. And, like,
and I'm just so stressed all the time and just so busy. But, you know, life of a mom, right?
And I actually read an article that you shouldn't breastfeed because in actuality, the enzymes in your breast. Like, I just feel like it's going to be like a whole bunch of that. And then they're going to wear big sunglasses and leggings and, like, work out together and, you know.
Work out in full makeup and without sweating.
Right. And then they'll be like... cameo appearances from like DJ Random Khaled, Bird,
Sierra, and,
Chris Brown,
Lala. She everybody's friend.
Yeah, Lala is friends with everybody.
So
and Kelly Rowland. Kelly Rowland. No, Kelly Rowland's not gonna be. Lala is friends with everybody though.
I think Kelly Rowland knows she needs to limit her and time Tiny. On reality. Oh God damn it!
Tiny is friends with everybody. I can't
how do they look her in the face with them eyes? I don't get it.
Don't do that.
What the fuck?
Oh no, not Tiny. Monica.
Oh,
bitch. Monica is friends with everybody.
Not the fact
bitch.
That you confused Monica and Tiny.
No, I knew, but no, but Tiny is friends with everybody
she
in
is.
Atlanta. Monica is friends with everyone.
Every like, urban
that bitch
in the industry.
Is at everybody's wedding, funeral, shower,
yes,
premiere,
baby and wedding.
Bitch, Monica is friends with everyone. I don't know how Brandy got her ass whipped by Monica. Like, she seems friendly. Like, she's nice to everyone.
Anyway, so
she was apologizing to Sierra on fucking radio. Did you see that?
Whoa, who was apologizing to Sierra?
Apparently Monica and Sierra aren't friends anymore.
Monica and Sierra ever were friends?
Okay. Monica's friends with everybody.
Oh, right. Like you just said.
You have to just assume, unless she tells you,
okay,
that she's their friend. Because Monica is everyone's
I mean, but
friend.
Fell out for what, though?
I don't remember. Like, I guess something there was, like, some kind of rumors that, you know, I guess Future.
Oh,
or she's
hell.
Friends. She's friends with one of the other baby mamas or whatever. But she's oh, like, girl. All that is all right. lies and blah, blah, blah. But
Monica seemed like she's the one who is cool with
she
everybody,
like,
but don't try her because she'll
right,
be quick
exactly.
to cut your ass out.
She was like, I, you know, always love and support her, buy her album, girl. It's all nice. All of that. But she's
that
like,
was nice.
It's the best I can do. You know, like, I don't know.
I can't. That's all I have for you, girl.
Monica's everyone's friend.
Okay. Well, good luck to Blac Chyna and Amber. I'll watch one episode like I do for everybody. I'll watch the pilot, and then if I like it, I'll
give
going.
It a fair shot.
Yeah.
I once... You know,
I tried to watch Hoops reality show. And I Flavor of me
for
and all
what?
These sisters got to take care of these damn kids. Something I don't know. It's just her.
Every time I've seen a commercial for that show, it's always been like, oh my God, you know, woe is us. We all are so, you know, like, we have all of these kids and we're so racially ambiguous and like gerbils are expensive.
It is like that. It's like the Braxtons with way less money and talent.
Sweetheart, but Hoops has been out here, you know, shooting for sponsors for
like
best. A literal decade.
Yeah.
Like it was Flavor of Love. And then I remember she was dating Lil Flip. And
Lil
I
Flip.
Lil Flip happened.
He had his 6 months.
Or wait, no, was it Lil Flip? Or, no, not Lil Flip. It was Slim Thug. Which
oh,
one's real, real tall?
Slim Thug is real, real tall because he's Brittany Griner's cousin.
Boom. That one then. Because when I worked at the fucking American Airlines Arena and was working for the Heat one day after the games, I remember, what the fuck am I talking about? Anyway, Hoops was there with Slim Thug. And then it was like somebody else. And then it was Shaq. And so it was like, how the fuck are y'all talking about how Pampers and shit are expensive? And oh my God. And like somebody has to get a job. I don't know.
That's
maybe.
The problem because don't nobody in that house have a job. But she's taking care of like her four sisters who are all like a little bit uglier than she is.
Okay,
and then
now.
All of they. No, I'm just saying that this is the same way on the Braxtons. Tony is obviously the pretty one. And
so
then the
anyway,
fall in line
good luck
else.
To Blac Chyna and Amber Rose.
And all of them 12 kids they have. Between like the five of them, so whew, it's a terrible show though.
At the very least, Amber and Black.
No, we won't be calling her Black. We'll be calling her Chyna.
BC.
Not birth control either. Some all you hoes need.
At least y'all ain't Tyga.
Well, I mean, and that's a small comfort, but a comfort nonetheless.
Uncle Luke blames Kanye West for changing the rap game. When asked.
Is that
interestingly
a headline?
Enough,
what was that?
Well, you know, Uncle Luke is going to be the, or Uncle Luke video rather, is the dress code for the party on Sunday, All the Way Live, which we'll discuss
oh my
more
God.
Towards the end of the show.
Jesus.
Just because, you know, I can, and also because I should.
Everybody's going to be nude.
No, plenty of people have their
shorts.
Clothes on in Uncle Luke videos.
Okay.
Shanaynay.
All right. Okay.
Luke.
So anyway.
The rest of the 2 Live crew.
Right. Okay.
Everybody else that was a man.
Right. Exactly. You got there.
No, there was plenty of girls.
Everybody
with,
a penis.
No, that's not true. There was plenty of women with clothes on.
I'm talking about Daisy Dukes and halter tops and
that's
bikini tops. I'm not mad at it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just saying.
Anyway, so
what are
you the interesting
about?
Thing here is they asked him about Ghost Riders, and he was talking about Ghost Riders and everyone having one, and he said something about meeting Missy Elliott back in the 90s. And then he said that rap is different because before Kanye West was wifing all these hoes.
All the hoes?
Rappers were secure with their women. And then he referenced Ice Cube and Will Smith and that they're still married to their wives.
But they're not.
And they also have children that are like about to have children. Right. Like, you know,
their
what
kids
saying?
Are also good and grown. Kanye and Kim just got together. They and North is all of two.
Have wives. Like, they're.
Anyway. And Will Smith didn't even stay with the girl he was with. He left her and ended up with.
But he is now with Jada and forever will be with
okay.
Jada.
Okay. God, I'm just saying, everybody forgets about Trey. Like, he has another kid. I'm just saying.
Anyway. So then he said something about we didn't get caught up in the Hollywood thing where rappers are now marrying Hollywood girls, leaving one and going to the next one and leaving this one. We didn't do that. We were very secure. We weren't marrying girls or wifing girls for the internet to blow up. So he's not just saying hoes because he believes all women are hoes.
Oh, that's nice.
He believes all the women are hoes. And also that rappers like... No, I'm kidding. He believes that... I guess he's just making a point that I also make, which is that all these niggas feel like they need to have some famous-ass motherfucking partner and plastered across social media, Snapchat and Instagram and Twitch and Periscope.
But I don't think that's Kanye's fault. Niggas Black was trying Planet, to stunt with girls a long time
Grindr,
ago. Grindr. See?
Tinder.
Why Grindr, though?
What's the lesbian one?
Is there a lesbian one? Church?
You should make one.
That's where lesbians meet each other. What? It's just a terrible. There are no apps. And
barbecues.
You know why? It's because there is no penis. I think you need to have a penis in order to have a dating or sex-related app or website really be successful. Because people with penises are the horny ones. Lesbians not going on no damn app looking for sex. That's niggas. But anyway.
Well,
not all. I would say most of us are not.
That's because most of y'all are already married to the bitch that you just
no!
met. Like,
that is a stereotype that needs to die. We are out here single. It's just that, like, it's like a rule. Lesbians have to be 125 miles apart from each other. Like, the single ones are never in your area. It's always a bunch of bitches who have wives and kids. Ugh, anyway, this is not about me.
Every lesbian I know, but you.
Okay.
Well, no, that wasn't going to be true.
Oh,
whatever.
Well, see, look at God for once.
Anyway, so.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Oh,
just
who
then.
Gives a shit?
Okay.
Chris Brown is naming his next album after one of the cutest babies on the gram. Mm-hmm. Cutest Hollywood babies, anyway. He's naming the album Royalty. And, you know, can't say I didn't see
is
that
Is this
coming,
the last album that he promised us when he said he wasn't going to do music anymore? He was just going to do one more album and then stop? Is this the one?
Listen.
I have my fingers crossed.
Nobody knows what Christopher is going to say or what he's capable of or, you know, what
especially
he's
after he
everything.
Put that tattoo on the back of his head. You never know what Chris Brown will do. It's just any old damn
so
thing.
So do you want to just go there then?
No, I thought, wait, are we not talking about Chris Brown?
I was going to segue.
Oh,
if you want to talk
no,
about the
my bad.
First,
I'm sorry. Please do your segue.
Well, I don't even.
I'm sorry I fucked up your segue.
So Chris Brown shaved the back of his head.
Woo!
A portion of the back of his head.
Okay.
And on it, he tattooed Venus de Milo? Or whoever the fuck, whatever sculpture or painting or Roman, I don't know.
Did he say why?
You know, I don't know, but I don't care. I actually don't even want to know. It's his head. And I'm pretty sure that Chris... is one of them niggas that, like, gets tattoos and it's, like, a spiritual feeling for them. And, like, I think I remember seeing like a picture of him getting a tattoo and he was asleep or something. You know, like niggas who have a whole bunch of tattoos, it's like cocaine or something. Right. That was, I tried to find something else to say
and in light of, just, you know, like
whatever.
Anyway.
But it was like, there's nothing else I could have, whatever. It's like, you know,
woo,
sex, no, that's bad. Whatever. It's just like an addiction. Yes. Whatever. And so he was probably like, ooh, let me, you know, fuck the game up and just tattoo this big thing on the back of my hair.
He really needs somebody in his life to be like, Chris, I love you. Like, I have your best interest in mind. And this is
that.
A bad idea.
He does.
Who?
Have
who
that.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, that person isn't there.
It doesn't matter.
There's
it's
no one
hair.
Around telling.
He's allowed to tattoo whatever the fuck he wants to on his head. God bless him. And shout out to, you know, young royalty out here judging niggas, which, you know, I feel like you should. And
that,
you know,
video of her looking at that nigga crazy. I love it so much.
This next album is titled, you know, it's named after her. And she's named after the money that will be received. It's just, you know, right. It's like the circle of life. And
it is great. One big circle, all completed. But I think Chris is like, I think that's a cry for help. Nobody gets a fucking tattoo on the back of their head. Like,
there's plenty of niggas that have tattoos in the audience. I was actually watching Black Ink Crew the other day because it came on after the thing that I meant to watch. And in the preview, niggas were boxing, like in the street. And I was like, oh my goodness, what comes after this? Because typically I don't watch Black Ink Crew. Mm-hmm. There's just like a lot. It just feels like itchy.
It's a lot, you know? Like just going outside and experiencing New York City on any given day.
Right. It feels very familiar. And it's right. just like down the block. It's not,
right.
you know,
it's right
I don't feel
home.
Like I need to watch it because I live it.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, but lo and behold, it
it's
is good
mess.
As fuck.
Yes, it's trashy.
So,
hell.
Got into that. And like one of the niggas on the very first episode that I was sitting there watching got like a gas mask or some shit. Tattooed like right smack dab on the crown, like the tip top
okay.
of his head, and was like, yo, my nigga, this shit is who? Like, I don't, it was like, you know, so maybe that's the new thing. Chest pieces.
But knowing everything we know about Chris Brown, I'm going to say he needs some real ass help. Where is his mama at?
You know, as long as he's not, you know, shooting up or punching somebody in the face or.
And that's where it is
whatever.
With Chris
it's
Brown
fine.
Now.
It's
like, as long as
tattoo.
He's not being violent.
It's an odd tattoo, but, you know, I'm not going to beat him up for it.
Okay.
Whatever. I just think that it looks very strange, and I hope that you have, like, some. Maybe there's some kind of spiritual connection to whatever.
When is his album
speaking
coming
of
out?
Venus, I don't know, but I'm very interested in hearing what it's gonna sound
like. Yeah, I do too. I want to know what that's gonna
I'm
sound
always
like.
Interested in hearing celebrities like post first baby mm-hmm. album music. That's always quite interesting, especially as a dad, and especially as a dad who is, you know, constantly off the hinges.
Yeah, I'm sure he's gonna have that one like sweet emotional song about her. Like Beyonce did with Blue and
it'll
Sierra
be her
did
in the
with...
background being like, love you, daddy. When is
when everybody going home? When is everybody going home?
I love you so
home?
Much, daddy. Who is this nigga? Why? Is, what is this shit he's rolling up?
Where's mommy?
Anyway.
So, but yeah. All right.
And
Chris
I typically do enjoy Christopher's music even when he's acting an ass. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Let's talk about, oh, speaking of Venus. She has a sister named Serena, who has a sister named...
Don't do that.
Who has a sister named... they have another sister.
Do they? No. You were going to make a Drake joke, and you ain't right. And you knew it.
Drake got me drunk that one time, so I feel like obligated to...
And it
like,
wasn't even that long
just,
ago.
It's not,
it was
know,
like 3 weeks ago.
But at the same time, you know, it's Drake. It's like everybody knows I love Drake.
But they look so cute. They look adorable.
So, you know, Serena Williams is still out here beasting on these hoes, you know. And then every now and then she's like, you know what? I'm just going to fall back for a quick second because although, you know, they say you can't win them all, I can. However... In order to prevent the government from coming and trying to, like, dissect me into little pieces and figure out what I'm made of, I will occasionally lose so that you bitches can be nothing but excited for me to come and clock one of these bitches with these motherfucking, with these rackets at the next game. So that's what she does, you
all
know.
Right. Sure.
And I guess at, what is this? What is this, an open? What, Wimbledon?
What, in Ohio?
What was the, where was were they? They were at?
I don't even know. I just know tickets are on sale for the U.S. Open.
Well, I usually rely on you to have the answer for these things because this is a sport.
Okay, but
so
I
just don't
other
respect
than
the game of tennis. It's just not a real game. Why?
I
is
respect
it because women are playing?
Okay.
So all of a sudden it can't
men
be
play
like a
tennis,
real.
Bro. So I don't know.
We're not talking about them. We're talking
of
about
men
the women.
Players, so if you want to, but if you want to have this
ass.
Moment, you go right ahead. You go ahead and stand up in your moment then, friend. You do that.
Bitch, shut up.
I love Serena, but I have no idea where she was when this happened.
Anyway, she was somewhere being the best. And, you know, Aubrey was there, you know, with pom-poms in his mind.
Yes.
And being a huge fan, which I always, you know, adore. I think that it's, you know, cute. But it's also Drake. Like, he's perpetually cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, cute shit is just what he does.
Even when he's, like, trying not to be cute. Like, when he's, like, ruining a rap nigga's career.
Yeah.
Or, like, wearing a ski mask. It's almost, it's like a Yorkie or something.
Okay.
Like, when someone's at the door and they're just kind of,
Drake
like,
is like a Yorkie.
You know, like, because it's, like, you know, like, it's, like, someone who owns, like, a Jack Russell Terrier
yeah.
and a Pit Bull.
Okay.
Because it's, like, the smaller dog is usually the one with all of the, like,
yeah.
the bark and, like, you know.
All
and that's
the
point. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
the
point.
Crazy
and it's the fun. And then they always have the muscle behind that will, like, actually rip you to pieces.
Yes.
And that's what Drake is. And I feel like that's why Drake wins.
Okay. I think they're adorable together. Like,
I
think it's. Why?
Because, girl, first of all, everybody knows. This is not even the first time that they've done this. Everybody knows that.
I know. But it's cute. It's cute. The way he smiles at her is adorable. He looks, like, so happy. Like he really is into her, at least admires and respects her.
I was here for Aubrey, R-I-H.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked Drake and Rihanna.
I felt like Drake was not able to handle Rihanna. I still feel that way.
And I kind of liked Serena better with Common. I know that that's, like, petty given, you know,
yeah.
history. But, like, I don't know. Like, I just, Drake and Serena,
what
I don't
is
know.
Because I think it's so adorable the way that they are always, well, not always, but, like, they were at this restaurant all, like, cuddled up together and. Like, they just
and he was
cute.
Trying to give her a hickey to glare in the sun in her next game.
I'm sure he was not trying to give her a hickey in public.
I don't know. I'm not here for, I just, that's not the thing
Do
for
you,
me.
Never mind.
I feel like Serena, I don't see Serena with a rapper. I don't know, because Common is like, even that was weird. Common and Erica was like,
that made sense.
Right? That made sense
yeah.
to me. And she had him, you know, wearing brown paper bags
and
like wheat socks. And it was like, yes, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got with Serena and it was kind of like, okay, because like, I don't know. Like, I don't.
It's just something about this.
Something
you know.
About it I just don't vote for.
Oh, but I mean.
But I do still think that Serena is fun. Like a lot of people, I saw a lot of niggas on social media after these photos came out, like, would you wife Serena and this, that, and the third?
Nigga,
is
could
her.
You be that lucky? What you mean, would you?
Would you? Would she wife
right?
you?
That's
you broke bitch? Are you fucking out of your cranium, you ignoramus? What the fuck
you
is
have
wrong
been sitting
you?
At your computer for the past 4.5 hours scratching your ass and
Serena could use
and you wondering-
wig help. Serena could use wig help.
Well,
and a little tinge of the brow.
To be fair, most of these girls can. You turn on VH1
that is
and Bravo,
but,
and 90% of them girls could use
And a
assistance.
Lot of the times, Serena has it, and then sometimes she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like how Lil Mo is like 95% wrong with her wigs, and
mm-hmm.
then every now and like there's a 5% where it's like, that's the one, Mo, that's the one, that's the
yeah.
one, and she takes it off. It's like. Some
right.
people just
but, I mean,
don't. They're
hit
or miss.
You can't have everything. Serena is like the
she
most
has
dominant
everything
athlete.
Else.
She's rich. She's gorgeous. And, her body is perfect. Like,
and I've always just assumed wig wise that she just chooses what's like aerodynamically best for the game.
Right.
Because to me, like, fuck that. I'm out here trying to win.
Right.
So you bitches can, you know, perm whatever or have your leave out or
do
whatever, whatever. Like, I'm going to put whatever the fuck I can on top of this bitch.
Yeah.
So that you bitches have something, you see something waving in the wind when I'm fucking that ass up. I just need something to be wiggling out. Like, that's it.
You just need, like, my own little personal flag so you aware right, of my damn existence. I'm right here beating your assholes.
To taunt your ass off here in the horizon while I'm fucking that ass up. But I don't give a fuck what this shit looks like. I came here to win.
Right. I mean, she's a top global athlete. So if her wig is fucked up, that's one thing. But these hoes on reality TV, girl, your only job is to fuck rappers and have their kids and look good. So why can't you get these wigs and weaves together? Nobody understands it. Quad, I'm talking to you, girl. Girl.
But don't.
These lace fronts with the lace still attached that you have glued to your
Lisa
forehead.
Lisa Nicole Clout.
And we can see.
Nobody watches Married to Medicine but us.
Oh, as well. So, like, you hoes are going to get into this shit. Quad's wigs is the absolute.
Quad gives you like an occasional like.
No, she doesn't. Quad she gives never you... gives you an edge. She never gives you a blend.
Well, see, not everyone is able. That's not the point. Sometimes you have to do the best with what you can. No. In the here and now.
No.
Like, not everyone is ready and willing to shave it all off and start from scratch. So sometimes you just have to give the bitches leeway and allow them to do what they can.
So you expect me to just let you be out here with your lace front just sitting on your head like this with no edges, no
Listen,
part.
Listen, every now and then. Like, okay, like, what
so
I'm
you're
saying
just gonna
is,
paint.
From time to time I've been like, that's what I'm you okay, we
this
have to we have to build a scale. For just build a scale for the weave. Because you know what? You are actually the one who introduced me to bad weaves. Like, I never saw bad weaves.
That's not true. That cannot be true. You never saw bad
no,
weaves.
No, I saw bad weaves, but not the way that I do now.
Oh.
Like, you opened my eyes up to the mechanics of weave.
When these bitches don't have that shit blended.
Of the weave. Like, when you taught me what leave out was and how all of that shit worked. And ever since then, I got on the 2 train and I was like, my God. Like, oh.
It's worse than
my
you
stars and stripes. Like, this is just not. This
it's
isn't okay.
Epidemic.
So now I see weave in a whole new way.
Well, I'm glad.
And I'm unable.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying is, Serena, I don't judge her.
Oh, right, Serena.
You know, it's like,
yes.
You have to do the best that you, whatever.
Because you know what?
But
tennis
she's
comes
literally,
first.
That's
her
what
career
I'm saying.
Comes first. She ain't got time to be sitting around worried about edges and blending and all
Did
that.
Did you read what she said in New York Times Magazine about Maria Sharapova being higher than her on Forbes, even though she's lower than her on everything else?
No, I didn't.
You should read it. It's a
I have
great
it at
quote.
Home.
Actually, I'll get into more of that in my read. But anyway,
okay.
Yes,
excellent.
Drake. And the reason I don't really see it for it, I think, is kind of for, like, the same reason I was confused about, like, Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz. It was kind of like,
Whoa. Who's
really climbing on top? You know what I mean? Like, and not just on top, but on top. Wanna be on top.
Why are
so, you know
you
what I mean? Like,
this way.
But that's their business, A and B, through, you know, the rest.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just think it's cute the way they smile at each other.
And
so.
I also think that Drake literally has, like, a hotline that blings. I'm starting to think that he's, like...
I don't think they're serious about each other, though. Like, I think this is just, like, a thing.
No, not at all.
Right, it's just, like, a every now and then.
Like I said, they've done this before.
Right.
So, that's what I'm saying. I'm starting to feel like Drake has, like, a hot pink iPhone.
Wow, I thought you were going to say Motorola Razr.
I mean, it's Drake. You know, and Apple and all of that stuff. So he probably has, like, an iPhone 7
okay. That's
hot pink, and that's the hotline that blings. And I really believe, theoretically, that these women call on Drake in times that they want, you know, like, a certain amount of, like, fair-skinned companionship
right.
and, like, white wine spritzers and, like, a nigga that's actually gonna listen to how your day went.
I was gonna say, I bet Drake is actually a really good, like, friend.
Dream date!
Like, you would love to go out with him and just have a couple drinks and have a conversation because Drake is really gonna listen and, like, talk back to you.
Like, I bet you that fucking Serena kicked off them Pumas or Nikes or whoever it is she endorsed, and he got to cracking up them bunions,
Amen.
Bitch, and rubbing her feet and asking her about how her day was and how she felt about the game. And she was like, well, you know, because, you know, Serena is super, you know,
yeah. Perfect,
like, everything. She's
total,
like, oh,
perfectionist.
Know, I could have whipped that hoe's ass just a little bit more, but, you know, I started to feel bad for her. I could see her eyes turn up.
Today.
And no, you know, you gotta let these bitches have it. You right. Like, I feel like they, like, he probably probably has no intention of ever penetrating her. Like, I don't see that. Right. I feel like he's, like, a good time to make out and, like, actually listen to you and make you feel nice.
Or if she's feeling bad about herself, she could text Drake, and Drake will send her something that will really lift her spirits.
Like, not just an emoji, but, like, a good quote.
But like, girl, I'm sorry you're feeling down when you are the baddest bitch in the game.
He probably FaceTimes her and be like, you know what, let's pray. Like,
he's Jewish.
Father God.
Father who?
Heaven.
Jesus.
You know, even outside of our religion, we have our religious differences, but I just respect where you're coming from. Like, he just seems like that.
Like, he'll pray for you anyway.
Like, it doesn't have
Jewish.
To be about sex. Like, he would just, he's going to be there for you because that's the type of nigga that he
is.
You
and that's why I like Rihanna, it. Though. Oh, well. I'm certain of that, but I feel like Rihanna was probably like on a level that Drake could not handle. Like, she
Drake
just...
is like, you know, we'll take this as far as you want to take it. Like, it's up to you.
Right. No, it was definitely like her decision. I think he cut nothing off. I do too. That's why I think this is so cute. If they're going to have their little moment over the next couple of months where they play around and then he's going to go right back to these Instagram hoes, that's fine.
Because he's gonna.
Right.
So,
and Serena's still going to be rich and the baddest bitch.
Exactly. She's not sweating nothing. Like, she don't give a fuck.
None of Drake's hoes are about to pop up on Twitter talking about, I can't believe he was with Serena when he was just with me 2 days ago. Bitch, you know your motherfucking role. You know your goddamn place. All you hoes know you will be usurped for Serena Williams. This is no fucking contest. Ain't no debate, ho.
Like, Drake is going to send a strong text, bitch, you knew.
You knew.
That I was coming back whenever I was in town and the game was over. I'm not sweating you, bitch. Serena is not sweating you. We're here having fucking chicken parm, bitch, and you're having fucking spam.
You're having your feelings.
You're having
you could go
good
ahead and dine on your emotions.
Slice of blackness, of sorrow. Of dark days.
Drake don't have to explain himself to these hoes.
And he doesn't, because they know their fucking place.
They do.
They know that when that motherfucking, when them wheels touch down and their motherfucking
in your city,
that
that's
their
it.
Phone
that's
very, but like, it's like probably like a raffle. Like, when Drake's in their city, it's like, oh my God, please let my phone vibrate, Jesus. Please, please let it be me this time, God. And then if they, you know, like, and then they go on Instagram and then he's gone, it's like, damn, it was that other bitch. Like, you know, I feel like that's what it is. Like, they know, they're not trying to jeopardize the time, you know, he's gonna settle down with a bitch and it's not gonna be you, so you might as well. It's not, when the time has come,
Drake
comes,
has his girls in order. I'm sure of it. Like, everybody knows what the fuck this is. Ain't no confusion.
All right, so are we done?
Should you tell me,
we
was that it?
Do you want to talk about Love and Hip Hop?
Oh my God, the reunion. Absolutely, absolutely.
First of all, why was Carly Rae sitting up there wearing three rolls of Bounty?
Don't do that. All of them made terrible, well, most of them made some really wretched wardrobe choices. Like Jessica Dime looking like a stripper mermaid in this sequined.
This is Jessica Dime's first season. Okay? That means that her VH1 checks are still fresh. So that was the best that she could do or whatever. Carly Rae done been on this goddamn show since the very motherfucking beginning. And for whatever reason, she is still here.
That's true.
She brought Young Jock back from the graves of Bad Boy South and resurrected his whole entire being.
And then sat up on TV and argued over his ugly, broke ass with two other girls.
And then now she's got this whole closet and little 5 points or whatever the fuck. Stop calling it a shop.
It's not a shop.
Don't call it a shop. Don't call it a boutique.
It is a rainbow that changed the name.
I'd call it more of like a place. I would use the word like thing.
You ain't shit.
I would use words like happening.
Okay. There's a lot of $15.99 and under clothing in Carly Rae's store. There's a lot of spandex.
It's just not a
There's
shop.
There's a lot of poly blend.
The way Ashley Nicole is not an artist. You can't just be calling the girls art.
Ashley
artists.
Nicole is just some random girl in Atlanta who needed a check.
Like, the word, like, art is not in the word artist because, you know, that's just how, like, it means.
But I have very low expectations for Carly Rae overall because Carly Rae has not shown herself to be smart or like worth a damn in any real way.
All I'm saying is you can't be talking about Jessica Dime's ass who came
well,
who's
she
fresh off of a fucking King of Diamonds pole.
I was going to say, and lots of King of Diamonds money, plenty of stripper money. So it's not like she was broke.
Listen, look at the way that Jocelyn had on a fucking Johnny Quest wig this season. Okay, I know you don't know who
Johnny
that is.
Johnny Quest shit.
I know you don't know who that is.
I Googled it.
But I know you know what I'm talking about. Okay. In that scene,
I saw it.
She had on that shit this season. Okay. What in God's name
and she
was that ocelot, that Black Panther headband she had on with that them two black floss, that G-string she had with her asshole out.
Woo!
When she came back
on
from
camera, yeah,
from the trap or wherever the fuck it was.
Puerto Rico.
So girl, and have. She has also been here from what? The beginning. But Jocelyn's checks are stronger,
and
I'm
she
sure,
swears she's an international Puerto Rican pop
That's
star.
That's just stripper mentality.
Okay.
And she's fine with that. She up on here TV talking about every box she munched and all the ones she plans on munching. She talks about how she don't give a fuck about Stevie, but she just wants to get fucked and continue to get paid. Like, she's saying it like,
yeah,
she had, there's no shame in her game, and that's fine. Carly's out here talking about boutiques and how she's, you know, Louis Prada Gucci and Prada
there's
Gucci.
There's no shame.
Pop them tags and I pop them tags. Pop them tags.
There is no
pop
shame in Jocelyn's tags. Game, but Jocelyn's game Louis is a lie to
Louis Prada Gucci. Louis Prada Gucci. Louis Prada Gucci.
Jocelyn be lying about her own damn self to herself and the rest of us. Half the time, no, 98% of the time when Jocelyn is talking about her life or career, it is something that she wishes was true instead of something that actually is true. And that is just the truth.
Jocelyn knows that she's a stripper bitch doing her best.
Okay. Does she? Because according to Jocelyn, she's international pop star and Stevie ain't got no business working with these local ass nobody
ass. And you know what? Jocelyn probably performs one fuck of a show somewhere
else. No, she sure doesn't.
In fucking Sudan or like... She probably gives the girls a show somewhere out in, like, Sweden or...
She didn't in fucking Bedfordsville or wherever the fuck in the middle of Georgia when they invited her down for their random-ass country gay pride or whatever, and she took her ass down there. Oh, you didn't see that episode. She took her ass down there and
I don't
and
watch
did a,
the show like
Oh,
either.
Okay. Well, there has been
I
a performance,
the last few
and
shows
it was wretched.
Where Kalina performed with... Wait, are you talking about where she had on that fucking Mighty Morphin
yes,
power
that's exactly
crackhead
what I'm
ass outfit?
What? Yes, that very one.
And she was up there transforming the way. Did
and she's performing at the reunion. I think on the next, either the second
she
or the third.
She even performed.
She
like
performs,
a Power Ranger.
But there is no single, no album, no video anybody gives a fuck about. She's not streaming. What is all
Left
this?
Hook.
Okay.
Ha.
All right.
Kick. Ha. Parappa the rapper ass performance. All them hoes crazy.
I can't do, that's true.
But,
they are all crazy.
Woo. I can't take it. I can't take it at all. Scrappy sitting up there arguing with Erica. First of all,
Mad
you're sitting
Erica...
next to someone who slept with Benzino after she was on Basketball Wives.
She slept with Benzino. That's you could have ended right there.
After she was on Basketball Wives, and now she's sleeping with you. Scrappy, how about you shove a fresh Lunchable inside of a brown bag and place that brown bag inside of a JanSport bag and place that bag on your baby's back and send her off to school. That's what you do.
Because that's too
Why
much like
you
right.
you and Bambi, instead of fussing with her.
Oh, I heard they broke up, though. I heard.
Whatever.
They just
then
broke up.
Just you. Okay.
It should have never been the Bam anyway. She always was trying to insert herself into Scrappy and Erica's like lives, like with their child. Where, bitch, you not invited in this. You not
and
a parent.
And Bambi's gums did this thing to me where Bambi's, she kind of reminded me of like, I feel like Bambi was one of the gross sisters that but like grew up and mm-hmm. like put on lotion.
Yeah.
Because like her like... I don't know if it's like an overbite or what it is, but it was always like Bambi, like, why are you here?
Yeah. And sometimes her weave is nice, and then sometimes it looks like she just has like a wrap just in the front, and then she let the back down. But
even
like,
though he had his motherfucking nerves trying to look at her crazy because she went out and actually got a fucking job and played somebody's girlfriend in that music video and brought a check home, like
I'm sure
somebody
Scrappy
needs
is a
to
terrible
buy some
boyfriend.
Fucking, someone needs to go down to Costco's or BJ's and buy some all juicy right. juice for e-money, and that's all. Like that's all Erica has been saying, as far as I've seen.
Right, and Scrappy has argued with Erica this whole season because Erica dared to say, listen, you need to take care of your daughter, and he's mad about it. Like, nigga, if you would just pay your fucking child support, what would even be the issue? Like, angry enough to be like, Erica can't come to your
How
mama's
can you say
tragic
that she put
ass
somebody on?
Fake ass wedding. Wait, sorry, what?
Didn't he say something about, like, oh, I put you on?
Was he talking to Bambi? Everybody on that show swears that somebody, that they put somebody on. Because
you need to
put
on name tags and go to work.
Fill out some goddamn applications. Shit, Target.com, hoes. All y'all need some jobs.
So, anyway.
Oh, nothing about Mimi and Nico and Stevie J and Margo. What? There's so much greatness we could go over.
Margo looked like a Kiwi.
I think Margo is beautiful.
But, like, not sliced. So, you know, like a...
No, I know what you mean, and I'm actually really angry with you right now, because I thought Margo was pretty. It's just when she talks...
She's a fucking idiot.
You could tell she's had too many nose jobs, and her voice is all fucked up now, and she's just not the smartest girl. But if she would just sit there and shut the fuck up, I really feel like she could sell her face.
Why are you still, like, you're still sitting here defending this nigga who stuck his whole raw dick in somebody's mammy on, like, the whole entire
internet.
And he's
so ugly.
And he...
He's so ugly.
Oh, God.
How the fuck is Nico even, like...
Nico looks like a Yeezy Boost.
How is he not a virgin? Why would anybody fuck him?
Because he has a nice body and a like a decent sized
but
penis,
he's
I guess.
Hideous and his teeth are scrambled.
Did he eat pussy? I don't remember the video.
I don't,
I'm pretty sure he eats pussy, so like maybe he's
is
good
it that
at it.
Rare?
What? Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne loves pussy.
All these ugly ass niggas have fucking all the
well,
bad.
If you that ugly, you gotta eat pussy. It's really not optional, but still.
And I still feel like Nico is yards uglier than Wayne to me. And yes. Wayne went out of his way
Nico
to be
is
ugly.
Much uglier
like,
than Wayne.
Like, Wayne ain't even naturally ugly. Like, Wayne tried to be.
If
like,
Wayne would take a shower, he would go up at least 2 grades.
It's too late for that.
I feel like if he could just get some
he
of
got
that built-in
too many
dirt.
Weird random tattoos on his face and like.
Well. And Nico
then, like,
is truly ugly,
his
though.
And...
Just so, oh God, he's just hideous.
Yeah, but Nico is.
It just,
oh God.
My God. And I just can't even. Mimi and Margo, like, both of y'all gotta be dumb as fuck because you too pretty to be fucking with a nigga that look like this. He's ugly.
But as it seems, Mimi also fucks Jocelyn and Stevie.
See,
it seems
and
like
I
that's
just,
what they're gearing us up for, and then I guess they're gonna make out or something. I don't know.
So let me tell you right now, if there is ever, if that's ever like a storyline, Jocelyn and Stevie J and Mimi all eating each other's vaginas, that's where I will stop.
I'm actually done. Like, I'm done with Atlanta anyway. I'm really looking forward to, you know, this
Hollywood.
Weird, jacked chapter of Hollywood. As well
of course
as,
you are.
You know, both Tierra Marie's and, you know, both. B2K and everything.
That's
so
going
we'll
to
see.
Be a train wreck.
It's going to be, but I mean, it's Love and Hip Hop.
Have you watched Game for the Love of Game? I think that's what it's called.
She's Got Game?
Whatever it is. I don't care.
Flavor of Fine?
I can't do it. I couldn't even finish. I hope you're not saying Game is fine. Because
I'm saying it's like Flavor of Love with fine people.
Okay, well. I guess that's one way to put it.
Well,
but
the women are fine.
I could not get through that whole episode.
I mean, whether you take Game or leave them, the women are, like, much more attractive than the women on
Flavor. That's true, but every last one of them was introduced by their pimp who, like, introduced them, I guess, or was their gateway to this motherfucker. Like, it was a weird show.
I mean, the Game was just on my timeline, like... Fingering some girl at the park and then making her sniff it.
Yeah,
so,
I think he's with an 18-year-old now, and the nigga's like 37. So, but anyway, disgusting. I can't do that one. What? That should not even be a surprise to you, honestly.
So that's this weekend. Is that your breath smelling like boiled bologna?
Okay.
And we'll be right back. Listen, guys, building a website can be tough. Where are you going to put that photo of those high heels that you just got from China? You know, how can I make a slider for my waist trainers? And, oh, how can I evolve from selling tea on Instagram? Well, I'll tell you how with Squarespace. That's how you do it. Squarespace offers you a trial right now with no credit card required, so you can start building a website extremely easily at squarespace.com. And... You'll get 10% off of your first purchase right now if you use offer code READ when you go there.
Yes, Squarespace has state-of-the-art technology to power your site that ensures security and stability. It's trusted by millions of people around the world, and we use it for our own site, thisistheread.com. So if we can use it, we know you can too. Plans start at just $8 a month, and you get a free domain if you sign up for a year. So again, go to squarespace.com and use offer code READ, that's READ, to get 10% off your very first purchase with a Squarespace. Build it beautiful, and let's move on.
So we're back, and it's time for letters now.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read it on the show. We're going to start off this week with a question from Vina, who says, I have a fun question that is not related to fuckboys at all.
Thank God.
Last week, you guys touched on the heavenly goodness of Talenti. I, too, am obsessed with pretty much every flavor, but my favorite is the Southern Butter Pecan. My question is this. Is Bluebell, which is back in production, still bad?
Girl, bye.
Or has Talenti taken the title? If you had to choose between your favorite Talenti flavor and your favorite Bluebell flavor, which one wins? Love the show and congrats to both of you.
What's her name?
Vina.
Vina, you fucking tried it.
No, she didn't.
First of all, Bluebell is ice cream and Talenti is gelato.
Okay.
So they can't even be compared because they're not the same.
Yes,
thing.
They can. Don't nobody give a shit. Yes, but your favorite, like, Bluebell flavor versus your favorite Talenti flavor, which one will win?
It's going to be Bluebell. Are you fucking kidding me? Bluebell is fucking southern and it's perfect and it's delicious and it's awesome. And, you know, now it's got street cred. So.
Because it took some niggas out?
No.
For the Listeria thing?
No.
What are you talking about then?
You know, it's got scandal behind it.
I think it would be hard for me, actually, to pick between my favorite Talenti flavor and my favorite Bluebell, because that caramel apple pie Talenti is life. But that fucking banana pudding Bluebell, nigga, I don't know. I don't know if I can make that choice, honestly. I feel like they're both.
Bluebell, because my favorite Bluebell, first of all, I'm still new to Talenti. The only reason I even tried it is because there isn't Bluebell in New York because, you know, life.
Okay.
And then when they said, oh, Bluebell will just cease to exist.
Right.
And they, you know, try to destroy my spirit with that. But again, what, we rise the fuck above.
I didn't think they were going to come back.
Fucking ashes, bitch. What? You didn't think what? Don't ever disrespect Bluebell.
They
like
started
that.
Laying people
Y'all
off.
Learn to respect the queen.
Okay, well, the queen should have had her shit together enough to not have to take so many losses that people had to lose their jobs now. Shit. I love Bluebell, but that was fucked up.
Caramel turtle cheesecake is my favorite Bluebell flavor.
Oh, fuck.
And,
there are just so many.
I'm still
honestly
new to this Talenti thing, so right now my favorite Talenti, it's probably the caramel apple pie as well,
yeah.
Or it might be the hazelnut chocolate chip, but it still does not compare to like even a teaspoon.
Okay,
not even a teaspoon.
I would not say all that
of caramel. Are you what?
It's good as fuck, and I love
Bluebell. Call me when Talenti has a strawberry cheesecake that's in season, bitch, and let me know what that shit tastes like, and then we can discuss it. Bluebell is the baddest.
First of all, you are standing for ice cream, and I'm not even disagreeing with you. I'm just saying Talenti is very fucking good, but if I had to pick one over the other, it would probably be Bluebell, simply because they have been in my life longer, and I've loved them for, like, decades. So, while you
and
get all angry,
it tastes better.
All right. And that's fine. Let's move on. Our next.
Even though I'm sure the people who own that company are racist.
I mean, and you just sat here and gave them your all.
Until they prove me otherwise, I'm going to continue to champion.
Well, let's
for
just
that
pray they never
cream.
Say anything about Black Lives Mattering or anything else, because I'm sure it's going to be some fuck
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, can't be right. They can. They then, can kill niggas, but then that's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, better not be racist. It's good.
Okay. I'm not. Listen, it's fine. Our next.
Tell that to the queens that still be eating at Chick-fil-A.
All right. Do you mean us? Because we still be okay.
And the rest of the queens that also do it.
All right. So the next question comes from Legacy. And Legacy says, it's a fake name. About 7 months ago, I moved. I didn't know if you. 7 months ago, I moved in with one of my friends and things were going just fine. She was in a relationship for the first 4 months, and her boyfriend was over all the time, which was no problem because I knew him fairly well.
3 months ago, she and her boyfriend broke up, and since then, she has had 7 different men sleeping over and rummaging around the house.
All right.
I've woken up several times in the middle of the night to find a random man drinking out of my juice cartons, eating my food, and watching TV in his boxers on the couch. I know we. I know.
She Bitch.
Drank the
juice. You stop.
Oh, no.
Right there.
Not the juice.
Let me explain to you.
Okay.
How you shan't fuck with mine own juice.
Yeah, I know how you feel about juice. It's not a fucking game. You are very serious about your juice.
The only person who can drink out of my juice carton is me. And in that, in those, that's in those cases where I know no one else is going to drink from it.
Right.
Because I bought it and it is mine. It is in my home and I'm not giving any to anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Somebody.
You have the nerve to not only drink my juice, but drinking out of the carton? Do you not appreciate your life? Are you not grateful for the life that God gave to you? Why are you so willing to risk it?
Listen, we're not even done with the question. I know we're both grown and she can have sex or the company of any man that she wants, and it's not, and that's not my business, but I do not feel comfortable with this many men being rotated through our apartment at various hours of the night. Plus, it's now become a concern of my boyfriend's as well, because one night, one of her friends stumbled into my room drunk while I was in bed. Am I allowed to bring this up to her? What do I even say?
Are you allowed to bring this up with her?
Listen, I don't.
Is she living there rent-free?
This is what she wrote, okay? I know she listens to your show religiously, so I'm hoping she will catch this. Girl, please help. I'm tired of sharing my juice, food, and home with half-naked men.
Aww. Well, first of all, I would like to appreciate the shade in the fact that you wrote this, knowing good and damn well that she is probably going to hear it.
It's real passive-aggressive of you.
But I also want to say, girl, why in the hell do you feel so hesitant and going to her and saying, if you don't keep these niggas out of this goddamn
right.
house.
Right. I don't even understand what you mean.
Well, it's difficult about that.
Are you allowed?
Are you not paying to live there?
Y'all are roommates, right? So y'all split the rent and bills. So absolutely you're allowed to say something to her about it. Like, listen, girl, I understand we all have our need for dick, but you need to keep your dick in your room. Don't have your dick wandering around the whole damn apartment
at
in the common
the
areas and shit.
At the very least, you tell your dealers, your gentlemen
That's
callers,
That's it.
To do... What did Blanche do? You ain't never seen none of Blanche's niggas just chilling on the mother... Maybe one or two.
One or two.
But most of the time, they were in and out. You never saw them niggas. When a nigga came over, Blanche was just getting ready to leave.
Yep.
That's how you need to live your life, young woman. Okay? There's, if you want to have your legs free, that's fine. But at least respect your motherfucking niggas in her room while she sleep.
Right,
drunk?
Somebody stumbling
Are you crazy?
Into the bitch. Now listen, that would have been the night. We gonna have a motherfucking confrontation.
I'd have cracked him over his head and then came and whooped your ass.
Right, because why is a nigga so drunk that he don't even know which room is yours going free through this house?
And he woke me up out of my goddamn sleep. That's grounds enough for bloodshed. In my opinion.
I'm thinking about how pissed you would be if you got up in the middle of the night and there is a strange
because
nigga drinking juice.
Because my roommate's drunk bait for the night is in my room on some bullshit.
In my, just, you come home and it's a strange nigga on the couch just scratching his balls and watching your TV, running up your electricity, like.
Look, bit.
Legacy.
Young lady, if you don't have the heart to tell these niggas to bounce when they're done beating it up.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, you just want them to kick it or whatever and you know, are afraid, I guess, to tell them to stick to your bedroom or your private quarters or whatever, then you need to find someplace else to live.
Right.
You feel like, clearly, you have to find someplace else to go if you want, like, a bachelor pad or bachelorette pad. Like, because clearly you just want the freedom to have your niggas walking around,
right,
swinging, cooking grits or whatever, and necking in the kitchen like Ving Rhames did on Baby Boy. And she, like, you have this whole other human being who is living in the home as well. And that shit ain't cute. So get your shit together. Like, I don't know if you're heartbroken or whatever over this nigga leaving you or you leaving this nigga or whatever the case it is. But you're going to have to pick up the pieces. Pick it on up and figure it out.
And you should not be afraid to say something to her. Like, don't be scared to be like, so listen, girl, I understand that you allowed to live your life, but I live here here too. And there's just certain shit you don't do out of respect for other people being in your home. And this is a part of what you have to do when you live with somebody. It's like a give and take. It's a back and forth. You have to adjust to what the other person's going to do. Neither one of y'all can just do whatever the fuck you feel like doing. You have to take the other person into consideration. And it's not fair, especially if you just getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and niggas in his drawers drinking your fucking Tropicana in the middle of the goddamn kitchen. Like, girl,
I would be wiping my eyes like, look.
Like, I know I don't see this. I know I don't see your crusty nigga mouth with your nasty ass germs wrapped around. Bitch.
All I'm going to do is I'm going to count to 30 in my head.
I know I do not see this.
In those 30 seconds, you are a figment of my imagination.
Woo!
And I'm going to give you those 30 seconds to get the fuck out of my goddamn house. So that when I open my eyes and I come back to reality again, I can confirm that your ass was never here. Mm-mm. And then I can go and have a conversation with my roommate. But if you don't put on some pants and get the fuck out my house when I went at the tone of the beat, we are going to have a problem. Boo!
Like, dead ass. Because otherwise I'm gonna go the fuck off on you. Like, there's no other option. I'm killing your ass today.
And girl, them niggas will never have a problem telling you to get the fuck out of their goddamn house. I don't know why you have him sitting there drinking your Tropicana like you crazy. Get out. Mm-mm. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, say something to her ass for real. So, all right, we have one from a straight man about marriage. Do you wanna do that or should we quit?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So this is from Uncertain, and it says listen, he put...
Aren't all of you?
All right. So...
A little bit. 20%. 60%.
Please. After a major shift recently, I've been thinking deeply about what I want my life to look like in the coming years. While I'm still relatively young, I realize that I'll be middle-aged before I know it, and I'm feeling the pressure all around to finalize what I want.
Oh, God.
This includes marriage and children, but my dilemma is really centered on marriage. I'm in a committed relationship and I think the world of my girlfriend. However, I have recently noticed that I'm uncomfortable with talks about planning our future and marriage. I admit that these are natural things to think about and discuss in a relationship, and I don't discourage her from expressing her thoughts or desires. It's just that I don't know if marriage is something that I really want. I'm not against it. I've seen plenty in my youth and as an adult, and the large majority of them seem to be functioning at a high level. It's just not something that I care about much or feel a true need for in my life. My biggest driving force for getting married is the feeling that it's the quote adult thing to do, like getting a job, getting a home, planning for retirement, etc.
I mean, but okay.
Should I express this to my girlfriend now so the discussions can begin and I can risk losing her over an issue with which I have yet to make up my mind? Or should I wait and risk potentially wasting her time that she could have been using to find somebody who loves her as much as I do and wants to get married? Thanks for your input. Sincerely, Uncertain.
What a thrill.
Why are you like that?
In darkness and silence.
I would say it is nice to see this coming from a straight man for once, because it is usually...
I give my life, not for honor, but for you. In my time, there'll be no one else. Crime is the only way. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Do you want to just go ahead? Was that your way of saying you're ready to move on or not? Because what?
Metal Gear Solid comes out soon, and just, you know, I'm in the mood.
Is that a Broadway show? What are you saying? Malaga Sara?
Uncertain. The thing about this, I just don't get it. Like, I, you're saying that you don't. I guess he's saying the reason that he doesn't. It's not even like he is against getting married. He just doesn't see the point.
He doesn't want to. Right. It's not like, oh, I just
want
to get
married.
But
it's that he doesn't want to get... It's not that he doesn't want to get married for, like, a substantial reason. He just doesn't see the point.
Right.
Besides, it's the adult thing to do.
But he's saying he's uncomfortable, like, with the discussion of marriage. Like, it's not like he would be totally cool with it otherwise.
So you're not ready then yet, maybe.
Right.
But the thing I don't understand about it is that if you are in a committed relationship and you're happy and that's a person that you could see yourself being with for the rest of your life and having a family with, then what the fuck is the, like, why not marry them? I don't understand that. Like,
it just doesn't make any sense to me. And it's always interesting to hear straight guys say that they don't see, like, the point in it besides it's the adult thing to do. And it's like, it's always the gay couples that wanted to get married that were like, well, here are all of the goddamn things that you can do right. as a married couple that I can't because you niggas won't let me yeah. while you sitting here. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of like legal protections that come with me. A whole lot. Lower tax rates and everything. What? Fuck out of here.
So, you know, I mean, I just don't understand it. I feel like it really boils down to, I feel like it's more about marriage being something that's, like, infinite. Like, it's a final destination.
Like, this is it.
And niggas are uncomfortable, not with just, like, the discussion, but the idea of being with one woman forever and just, like, locking it down and just being with them until I die. And it's like, I feel like men think that once they get married, that somehow all of the passion and life and love is just going to drain out of their lives and that they're officially old. All the niggas say they're washed now yeah. when they have like someone. Like that's like the thing.
Yeah,
washed.
It is.
And it's like, first of all, that doesn't even apply to what the fuck you're talking about. Like that's not I don't know. Do whatever you are comfortable with. Like you have to be on two steady feet with your partner and both have to be equally ready, I think, before marriage is something that is, you know, proposed.
Yeah. Don't
but,
I wouldn't say do it, especially if you feel this way about it. You should definitely talk to her. But I don't think it necessarily has to be like a, you know, if I say something to her, then she's going to leave me based off the conversation either. Like if she's not trying to rush you into marriage, then there's no reason why y'all can't have like a sensible, rational conversation about how you feel about it. Like it's not going to get any better if you just break up with her like, oh, well, she's talking about marriage and I don't want it, so I'm just going leave. Like that's not going to solve your problem, and you might be throwing away a relationship that's really valuable because you're too afraid to have a conversation. So I would say yes, definitely. Like,
crime is the way I
okay.
fly
all right.
To you.
I'm
still
good luck uncertain
in a dream. Snake eater. Yeah! That's what Pam did when she was finished or when she was singing it.
Okay. That's the same thing Riley Curry did at the end of her Jesus Loves Me video,
because
too.
Because Riley Curry is a fucking star.
She is just
Are you
life.
Kidding me?
What?
Like, where's her fucking feature film? Riley Curry legit could be like...
Yeah, child star.
What Michelle and all of... Like, not Michelle, but Mary Kay now.
Yeah.
Like, she should absolutely have a fucking feature film at this
yes.
point. Like, she's ready for her goddamn close-up, and I don't know what you girls are waiting for.
I bet her
Steph,
parents are keeping her out of the out of Hollywood and all that bullshit, so she won't be crazy.
Yeah.
I bet Aisha don't play
They
that.
Probably got that Ring video doorbell for the angel, the agents that come up like, we've got a script for
nope.
Riley. She's going to play the next, what was it? Penny from the next Inspector Gadget. We're all ready. We think it's perfect for her.
Harriet the Spy.
Oh my
Riley
God.
Riley Curry would be a perfect Harriet the Spy. We are standing for a 3-year-old.
Live action Angelica Pickles.
Oh, you know what? Or Susie Carmichael. She could be Susie.
She could be Susie.
But Angelica was kind of like the queen, like
yeah,
the boss.
She was
and
queen
I feel like
B.
Riley is like, listen, all you little kids.
Be mad
and
now.
Your little
I
kid
want a
bullshit.
Black Angelica. I said it and I meant it.
All right. Well, I think that's it for the questions. Send yours to asktherita@gmail.com and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys. This episode is being brought to you by the great folks over at Ring. We here at The Read are urging you to come to the future and get you a video doorbell. And with the Ring doorbell, you can see and talk to anybody at your door from anywhere in the world just using your smartphone. So if you're at work and there's like a package there for you or, you know, genitalia comes over or whoever is at your door, they'll ring it. It'll pop up right on your phone. It also has an advanced motion detection that alerts you even if someone doesn't ring the doorbell. It's like you're Batman. So why not get one?
Yes. It is. And installing Ring takes just minutes, and it works with your current wiring or a built-in rechargeable battery. So you can put your mind at ease and protect your home with a great video doorbell system. Like Kid Fury says, even if they don't ring the doorbell, the motion detection alert will let you know that someone's there. So again, head on over to ring.com/theread for $10 off your very first purchase and protect your home and all your valuable assets with Ring today. That's ring.com/theread for $10 off. off the video doorbell system. We know you're going to love it. Protect your home and all your stuff. And now let's finish the show.
So it's time for the read.
It is. And I don't think I have one this week, honestly. Like, I'm mad at a bunch of people, but it's the same stuff that I say all the time. So
it is, isn't it?
It is. It's really like, I feel like all I ever do is yell about stupid people and racism. Like, and there's the fact that there's enough of both to sustain me every week. But I don't have the heart.
Isn't that the nutty part?
There's enough of it every week.
Every 7 days. It's like, oh, so here's the crazy racist shit that we can yell at.
Right. Like, here's something ridiculous. I don't want to yell at Peggy Hubbard and her raggedy-ass beauty supply wig talking about All Lives Matter and that bullshit. I don't want to deal with fucking Donald Trump telling a reporter to go back to Univision with his racist ass. Like, I just don't. I can't. I'm sorry. No. So whatever you have, I'm sure it will sustain us all. I can't.
There is a model by the name of Chantel or something. I think she goes by Winnie Harlow.
And oh, I've heard of her.
She's like really big now. She was on America's Next Top Model. And she's recognizable for like, she has vitiligo.
Yeah.
So she has like, you know, these like symmetrical like colors on her skin, like from brown to...
Yeah,
know.
No, I've seen her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, and she's like on the cover, I think, of Ebony this month. There's a cover with like lots of like these really dope black models. I think she's on there, and
yeah,
a couple other people. So I guess Tumblr caught hold of some people who have been painting themselves up like brown in the manner that she is. You know what I'm saying? So
wait,
like white people have been
vitiligo, I guess, blackface.
Yes, like vitiligo blackface. Oh, so they're mimicking her skin.
No way.
Using makeup and stuff to, like, I guess, pay tribute to her. So, of course, Negroes and allies alike got mad. And what? Were saying, you know, things about it being blackface and whatnot and how upset they were. The model herself, Winnie or Chantel, whatever her name is, she went on Instagram and
have you
said,
Googled this? Have you seen these pictures?
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. She posted it.
Oh, wow.
On her Instagram. Anyway,
Jesus.
The caption says, this is her now.
Okay.
My response to this is probably not what a lot of people want to... No, my response to this is probably not what a lot of people want, but here it goes. Every time someone wants fuller lips or a bigger bum or curly hair or braids does not mean our culture is being stolen. Have you ever stopped to realize things used to be ridiculed and now they're loved? These things used to be ridiculed and now they're loved and lusted over. No one wants to steal our look. We've just stood so confidently in our own nappy hair and do-rags and big asses, or in this case, my skin, that now those who don't have it love and lust after it. Just because a black girl wears blue contacts and long weave does not mean she wants to be white. And just because a white girl wears braids and gets lip injections doesn't mean she wants to be black. The amount of mixed races, something, something or other. But then she talks about, why can't we embrace the feeling of love and we need to love each other,
oh, girl,
and stop accusing those who are showing love and appreciation of being hateful, and it's very clear, and blah, 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 hashtag heart emojis and all that.
Oh, girl.
So I already, you know, somebody tagged me in it on Instagram, so I saw it, and I left, like, a comment, which I forget that people, like, can see your comment somewhere on Instagram, so then there was, like, a screenshot and then whatever, but, you know, and I felt like I did, no, I'm saying that because I felt like I kind of may have, I don't feel like I did too much, but I feel like, I don't know. This is the thing. I'm tired of the whole we have to love on each other and just let's all clink glasses and drink cappuccino and be friends thing, because it's unrealistic. And I think I understand what she was trying to... I know I understand what she was trying to say, mm-hmm. but I'm tired of people like... You can dismiss yourself from the fight without devaluing it. You know, you don't have to. Like, I understand that some people want to stand up for what they believe in and some people want to sit the fuck down. That's fine. I get it. But you can just sit down. Like, you don't have to sit down. Like, because when you, essentially, I don't even feel like she's saying anything, which it almost feels like you are standing, but you're standing on the other side, because you're shitting on people who are offended. It doesn't have to be their skin for them to be offended by it. Like, when homegirl who was dating Ryan Seacrest dressed up as Uzo from
Orange is the New Black,
fucking name wrong. Anyway, when she dressed up as Crazy Eyes,
her name is Uzo.
I'm sure I said it wrong though.
No, I don't think you did. I think you got it right.
They make fun of me.
Tell them I said.
I try.
Okay.
Anyway, it's like, that's not me. You know, she's not making fun of, she wasn't making fun of anyone. She probably didn't think there's anything wrong with what she's doing. The point is that it's offensive, and it's offensive for a reason. And, like, black people as a whole, and plenty of other people, in fact, are offended by that shit for a reason. It doesn't mean that every black person is offended by blackface, and there are probably plenty of people who are black and think that complaining about blackface is a waste of fucking time. It doesn't take away from the fact that it's offensive, and right. Generally we as black people find that type of shit offensive. Now, just because you probably felt like that was, you know, a tribute to you, and oh my goodness, you know, I'm this huge model now, and people mm-hmm. live for me, and it's nice to see people embracing something that other people may feel, you know, because cool, but you sitting here talking about, well, we need to love each other, and just because no one's stealing anything and all this, so speak for yourself.
Right.
Now, I think that it's just unrealistic for us to say that we have to love on each other. You know, like, because the fight that we're going through right now is necessary, you know? And when I say fight, I'm not saying that we should be out here shooting people or blowing things up or, you know, rioting. Like, the fight in the sense of, like, the anguish and the struggle and the, you know, constant back and forth in this racial slum that we're in right now. Like, it's necessary. It's important that we say these things so that young people especially understand the things that make us different so that we can be one. You understand? Like, we can't love on each other without respecting the things that make us different. Because, like, okay, let me say this then. Yesterday I bought, this is a really goofy story, but it'll make sense. I bought a statue yesterday because I wanted something to, like, spruce up my kitchen. You know, I'm trying to, like, I don't know how to design at all. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I was just walking home. I was in Midtown somewhere. And I walked by this smoke shop, and they had a whole bunch of, like, ancient Egyptian, like, art and statues in the window. And I saw this statue of Anubis in the window that I thought was really, like, I just wanted it. I thought that it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know enough about Anubis to know, like, what the like, symbolism behind it and what he stands for and who he was to ancient Egyptian people. Like, I know a fair bit about it and, like, ancient Egyptian gods and all of that kind of stuff. But I really only bought it because I thought that it was pretty. So I felt like a part of me, I felt bad, like, the whole
That's
way
honest,
home.
Though.
Because I was like, am I appropriating something? Like, can you appropriate ancient Egyptian, like, hieroglyphics? I don't even know how that works. Like, I know there are, like, masons and all sorts of people who I don't know. Like, I was just confused. Like, I questioned myself the whole entire ride home because I felt like a dummy. I know that there's history behind it. I know that there are, like, tombs and places that are, like, real today that exists that have Anubis on it, and it means something. Like, people were buried with this dog, this right. hound, and it was something that meant something to people. Like, someone who died, who lived and was loved and died, like, that means something to somebody. And I bought it and I put it in my fucking kitchen because I thought it was pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that I don't feel like people think about. Like, I feel like a lot of white people feel like, oh, well, let me just, I'm just gonna wear this dashiki, you know, because it's colorful to me and it's pretty. Or I'm going to put a kimono on because I, you know,
like,
took a trip to Asia. Right. And it's like, fair enough, but that's the stuff that we don't think about. So I guess what I'm trying to say in all of my madness is that
it's unrealistic for us to just say that we need to hug each other and love each other and what. Yes, we do need to show expressions of love, but I think more than just loving each other, we have to be empathetic and we have to understand that we are different and we have different roots in our culture and in our cultures and in our races that have to be respected and they have to be acknowledged, and there are boundaries that, you know, there are things that make us different. We can't just simply say, well, we're all humans and we live on the same, you know, big span of grass and water and shit, so let's just all, you know, whatever. It doesn't work that way, and it hasn't worked that way, and this country was damn sure not built that way. So we can't just now act like, oh, well, let's all just hold hands and it's not gonna work. So more than loving on each other, we have to listen to one another. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We have to think about things before we just do whatever pleases us or whatever makes us comfortable. We have to have the meaningful conversations and respect the things that offend people and respect the things that don't offend people and talk about that instead of like this guy who, I know we're still figuring out all the details behind this shooting in Virginia and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But the whole entire time when I woke up, of course, it was the first thing that I see when I look on Twitter. And all I'm thinking is how this is going to end up being Black people's fault.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because
when
Black people make mistakes, when Black people fuck up, when a Black person does a heinous, horrible thing, it's representation for the entire race, you know. And when a white person walks into a movie theater and shoots it the fuck up, they still come down the street out of Compton waiting for us to act crazy. You know, it's just like things like that we don't really I can't say we don't talk about because people say it, you know, mm-hmm. but I feel like a lot of times the folks that we're saying it to don't want to receive it, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and here you are now perpetuating that same idea of, well, what the fuck is even the problem, because I like the way that this looks, or I don't really fuck with DeRay anyway, or I don't believe that Sean King is really mixed or whatever. So it's just like,
right. No, I see what you're saying. I think your point about acknowledgement is really important, because too many people who are privileged feel like, oh, well, the best thing to do is just not talk about it. Let's not talk about how people are different, you know, with sexuality or race or gender or anything else. Let's just pretend that nothing's really there, and that way there won't be a problem.
But the problem with that is that all of these harsh actions are taken against these people because they're different. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Transgender people are being murdered just because of it. Black people are being murdered just because of it. Women, I was going to say white people, I don't know why. Women are being murdered or like disadvantaged in their regular workplace or told what to do with their body. Like,
right. That's,
and people are just kind of like, well, you know, I just kind of want to go get a bagel or a frap and watch TV. And it's fine. Like, I get it, but you have to acknowledge this stuff sometime. It's not going to end until we do. Like, we have to talk about it and go through the, I guess, uncomfortable phases of figuring out how to get past it. But it's unrealistic as fuck to say, here is all of this racially insensitive shit, all of this homophobic or transphobic or misogynistic shit that's going on right in front of our faces, but let's pretend that it's not because hugging each other is so much nicer. Okay, well, I'll hug you today and then I guess I'll die tomorrow.
Right. Okay, well, over here in the real world, we'll be dealing with real problems instead of trying to fucking sing Kumbaya and buy the world a Coke. Like,
again, if you don't want to be a part of a movement or a fight, if you just have to go to work, I get it.
Woo, because the stress.
You can just do that. Like, you don't have to at the same time try and shit on the people who are fighting, like, mm-hmm. a meaningful fight, especially if they're fighting that fight for you.
That's what pissed me off so much. I know I said I wasn't going to do a read this week, but this lady, Peggy Hubbard, have you seen her?
No.
That grandma on Facebook talking about, well, this baby just died while she was doing homework and victim of a drive-by shooting and all this, which is true, and it's very sad, but she's given that same tired rhetoric that a lot of older Black conservatives or people who think they're conservative have to say about, like, it's basically boiling down to, like, black people need to pull up their pants and focus on their own community, and what about black on black crime and all this. Like, girl, don't miss the point in your effort to suck the white man's dick. Don't sit up here and act like the rest of us is something wrong with protesting police brutality because you feel like the bigger issue is black on black crime. Every race's biggest problem with crime is within their own race. So mentioning black on black crime is ridiculous.
A black man is like the leader of the free world, or whatever the phrase is.
Yeah.
And everything is that motherfucker's fault. So much so to that it's like an ongoing joke.
And white people think Obama being president is a sign that racism is over, when all it really did was highlight just how racist a lot of y'all are. Like, all it really did was pull the blinders off and let us see a lot of you for who you really are. So,
like, that, did you say a giant Confederate flag that some white people made and put
into
up
a prom dress? Oh.
No. What?
Some girl had a Confederate flag prom dress.
It's like, you don't even, if you're going to prom, sweetheart, what? It's like, no. Wait. You're going to prom this year?
Yeah.
So you're going to, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you?
It's not a good night unless we get to string up some niggas at the
end. Did your daddy or your uncle or
granddad?
Who was? Did they die? Did somebody die in this? Where? You must have, like, blood that fought in one of these wars, girl. No. Because I don't understand your persistence and your, like, attachment to these things that black people and others are telling you are hurtful and offensive. It's like, at this point, you're only doing it because you feel like Negroes are just being defiant, mm-hmm. by trying to make a change, by trying to, like, rewrite history or some shit. Like, you feel like this nation is being ripped away from your hands. Right. Like,
oh, they really feel like they're losing America.
They feel like they are losing their country. Theirs. America. We don't have to do it. I mean, we do it. Every time.
We do it every time.
Every single
people already know. We don't need no help going in on fucking white.
But anyway, all I'm saying is you have to acknowledge these things and absorb them and then go from there. Some people, like that white daddy on white people, you remember that white boy who had like a privilege workshop?
Oh, the documentary? Yeah.
And then his parents came, and, like, his mom was like, oh, it was very nice. And his dad was like, yeah, it was cool. And the man asked him, like, do you feel any different? He's like, nope, but I'm proud of him. So, like,
they can sit there and have all the facts presented to them and be like, oh, well, I don't care.
But that's fine. Like, it's one thing for you to say to me, I understand that you're struggling and I've listened to what you're saying and I could not care any less. Mm-hmm. I still, you know, I love what my life and I don't want it to change and I just don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
That's one thing. It's a completely different thing to say, I know you're struggling and I hear it, but, you know, stop shooting each other.
Like,
when white people are historically more violent than we are. So,
and it doesn't address the real issue that we're facing. Like, yes, crime is a problem, but we're talking about the systemic violence from police against black people. And every time something happens, y'all find a new way to blame black people.
And people who kill other people statistically usually kill someone of the same race. Is that not correct?
Yeah. Like, most crime happens within racial boundaries.
So
when you bring up black on black crime, you might as well bring up white on white or Asian on Asian. It's just,
we've done
for what,
this
girl?
bore. Winnie Metwell, or whatever the fuck her name is, I guess.
Don't
I'm
shit
exhausted.
On people for trying to,
right,
like, make
to
things
make a
better.
Difference,
right.
And to, at the very least, like, even if you weren't personally affected by the photos, they clearly were. So much so, like, she was a read for me once, like, well, not her, but Tyra and them. We did a live show because one of them niggas on the show called her his little panda, and she went up to him and said, I don't like that, I'm offended, I really wish that you wouldn't call me that, or whatever. And he cussed her ass out, and Tyra didn't say nothing.
What?
Yes. Like, I remember this. I remember jumping to that girl's defense at one of the live shows that we did behind that same exact episode. It's fine if you're not offended by it, but don't try and, like, spit in the faces of people who are just trying to do the right thing or, like, stand up for, like, real actual issues.
Right. Exactly.
Whatever.
Okay. So I guess that wraps up the read for this week. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at This Is The Read, and check out our website, thisistheread.com, for links to every episode of
You want a bad bitch? Trina's the baddest. And I'm thinking fine from the cornbread and the cabbage, a savage. That was, you know, I've got a party coming up on Sunday, August 30th.
I'm not going.
It's called All the Way Live.
I will not be there.
You can get tickets. It's going to be a jazzy function. It's inspired by my life as a bird from Dade County.
Okay.
And it's going to great. It's going to be a jolly good time. Lots of liquor and ass shaking and things of that nature. Crystal's coming.
No, I'm not.
It's going to be fun.
I'm not coming.
So, you know.
I won't be there, but I will be.
Tickets at ADW. That's A as in abstinence. D as in dicks to bomb. And W as in what can you do?
All right.
ADWlive.com. And that's a function. Shout out to the Friend Zone podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Destin Asante and our great friend, Fran. you know, welcome to Loudspeakers once again. They're in their second week, so make sure you go and check them out. And
shout out to Atlanta. We'll see you guys Friday for our show there. Can't wait. We're very excited to see you all again. And, a whole lot of you have emailed and tweeted us about the shout out on This American Life. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Thanks to
we
them.
Heard that too. So thanks to them for including us in their credits on that episode. That was very dope. And let's see. Anything else? Are we good? Is there news? I can't think. I don't think there's anything. Oh, thereadlive.com. We have tickets available for our live shows upcoming in Charlotte and I believe St. Louis. So if you're in those cities, thereadlive.com. What about you, Kiff? Anything else? No, you have no idea.
No, I really do. I'm just thinking of whether or not I want to, but we've already been here for 108 minutes.
We have.
And it was going to be kind of dark.
All right.
But Neon, I think that I'm going to maybe start doing live streams on the weekends for Neon, and I'll just fit in videos whenever I can. I like for the videos to have like a review and a playthrough, and editing them is fun, but it takes kind of long, and I'm like practically never going to be home in September. So,
is that like when you hook up your PlayStation and play it on the thing? When you showed me?
Yes.
The other day. I don't know. I don't know the words for it. And you know I don't.
It's just live streaming okay. video game footage.
Yes, that.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so violent.
Woo. Well, that game was violent.
No, I know you love it. I don't. You're going to show me how to play one day.
Just for, you know, all the nerds, I'm also trying to catch up on some anime stuff because I heard y'all wanted me to talk about that. So, in case you were wondering, that's kind of on the back burner. So, you know, I haven't forgotten about YouTube.
All right. Sounds fun. Anything else? Or are we done?
I'm done.
All right. No acronym this week? Maybe I should start thinking of acronyms.
Maybe you should.
Maybe next week.
Nope, I've got nothing.
All right. So we'll see y'all then.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health, or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kefir and Crystal sent you.